remix of a really amazing remix of the self-checkout machine voice, which I've just discovered. Oh no, actually, there was one other thing, let's see if this works, about the disconcerting nature of hearing your own voice. Oh, it's not gonna work. All right, I'll see if I can get that to work in a second.
About the topic of...
Well, thank you for the invitation, and I must admit, I'm slightly nervous about speaking in front of such an audience, including, I don't know, useful description of what the humanities might be. That's quite rare, quite rightly. Exactly. But, okay, so... completely, almost self-branded, later on, the woman and the man. And the voice continues, difficult word there, but anyway, won the poetry competition with it. Clearly, confusing. Okay, so this is a kind of certain literary scene where the, you know, strictly, straightforwardly dealing with, well, not straightforwardly, the question of the voice and the position of the speaker and all of those things. Indeed, I think,
Have you swiped your Nectar card? Nectar card. Insert cash or touch the pay with card. Nectar card. Have you swiped your Nectar card? Nectar card. Have you swiped your Nectar card? Nectar card.
Give us another try.
Insert cash or touch the pay with card. Nectar card. Have you swiped your Nectar card?
Notes are dispensed below the scanner.
Nectar card. Have you swiped your Nectar card? Nectar card.
Thank you for using Sainsbury's self-checkout.
Right, Nina, I've got this word, auscultation. Do you know what it means?
Yeah. Do you want to know?
Please.
Well, I believe it's a term where you're listening to the internal sounds of the body, Tim.
Huh.
So... I guess when you listen to your own heartbeat or something like that,
Oh, thanks.
Does that make you feel better?
Got to live their lives. that are a little more intelligent and understand politics and stuff. It's just that I'm up on this level up here, and all my friends are down here.
You don't know what you're talking about, fat ass.
No. Me, nah. You guys, nah. Maybe a little more down in here.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for that, Nina. It's a great track you chose. Which fits really well with what we're going to talk about now, which is you following around the police today, so I hear. Doing a bit of community legal observing. Do you want to tell us how that went?
Yeah, well, we saw a lot of stop and search. This is really working for this group called New Monitoring Project, who've been active since 1980. They're a brilliant kind of community organisation, working in Newham and basically dealing a lot with police harassment, racism.
Yeah, they've been around a long time, haven't they?
I remember
they did a lot of stuff about stop and search from the 80s and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're doing this kind of sort of quite unique and unprecedented sort of work around the Olympics, basically. So people are volunteering to spend time walking around the Olympic sites, particularly in Stratford, and just paying attention to what the police are doing. Because the fear, of course, is that they're going to use this as even more of an opportunity to harass the people that they harass all the time anyway, but use the Olympics.
And has it seemed that that's happened, or is that... Has there been any increase in stop and search?
I think to some extent. I mean, yeah, I think there are kind of questions about certain kind of sections that are being put in, and there's lots of dispersal zones, and there's obviously an ongoing campaign sort of thing to basically eliminate all forms of association outside anyone is in a group or anyone.
Can I just ask you what a dispersal zone is, because I don't know a lot.
Well, just like you can send people home, you know.
So if a group of people gather and
yeah,
stuff, they can just...
So it's basically all about stopping people kind of you know, spending time outdoors, because I guess the fantasy is that everyone is just supposed to run to the shops and run home on their own, and no one's supposed to spend any time hanging out.
Trayvon Martin tried that one, didn't he?
They did that in the miners' strike, you know. I know it's kind of a long time ago, but like in the villages that I come from, we had kind of curfews and you were only allowed to associate with so many people, and all illegal at the time, so...
Yeah, but obviously they keep doing that, you know, the Criminal Justice Bill, and you know, it's just endless sort of attempt to stop people associating with one another. So anyway, yeah, today basically we were watching the police stop and search people in their cars a lot, and they arrested quite a few people for various things.
I saw on the internet, I don't know if you were involved with New Monitoring Project or whatever, but the demonstration on Friday at the opening ceremony with the cyclists, the critical mass, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I wasn't there, unfortunately, but...
But I believe they arrested 183 people, and well, I was talking to Tim about it earlier, and some of them have been given... They're not allowed to go near the Olympic zones, even though they were freed without committing a crime.
Yeah, well, we see a lot of that. I mean, obviously, lots of people got sort of pre-Olympic aspos about banning them. So someone like Trent and Oldfield, got really, really restrictive conditions. And other people did, Simon Moore and various other individuals. And obviously it's really about preserving the spectacle and making sure that nothing bad happens. And we saw this with the royal wedding, they brought forward lots of the charges and changed all the bail conditions for all the students to make sure that they weren't going to be in town, because they were terrified that, you know, there might be any protest that cameras might pick up or the media might cover.
So it's kind of a strategy of keeping people away from
these
big spectacles,
totally,
regardless of legality.
Yeah, and we know now that there's this kind of huge protester database, and the police just send out letters to people, even if they've never been charged with anything or they've had charges dropped, you know, sending them letters like the day before a protest saying, oh, make sure you behave, otherwise we're going to arrest you, sort of thing. So it's a combination of like intimidation and information gathering, which seems to be what they're...
We should tattoo that on PC Harwood's face.
Tattoo what?
One of those letters.
Oh, yeah.
Wenn Mutti früh zur Arbeit geht, dann bleibe ich zu Haus. Ich binde eine Schürze um und feg die Stuben aus. Das Essen kochen kann ich nicht, dazu bin ich zu klein. Doch Staub hab ich schon oft gewischt, wie wird sich Mutti freuen? Ich habe auch ein Puppenkind, das ist so lieb und fein. Für dieses kann ich ganz allein die richtige Mutti sein.
Thanks, Nina.
I'm glad you're liking all my music.
That is great, yeah. When we were chatting just then, you were talking about students. Now, I know you've been involved in the... Well, basically, since the student demonstrations, the kind of aftermath, the legal proceedings and stuff. How's that going with the students?
Well, I think almost all the cases are over now. There's Alfie and someone else's retrial after hung jury in April, but actually the sort of tendency we were seeing in the cases more recently was actually really infuriation on the part of the judges that these cases were being brought at all, like the fact that the CPS and we've got sort of inside information that the CPS were basically being pressured into bringing these cases to court. Even when people were saying...
Political pressure, do you mean?
Yeah. Well, even though people in the CPS were saying, like, this is not in the public interest and there's not enough evidence, or... Because the problem is they're massively overusing this very, very serious charge, violent disorder, which has this sort of a maximum five-year term.
Yeah.
For things that are really... Like, someone was saying, in Scotland you get, like, a 20 quid fine for...
Mm-hmm.
Like, chucking a... wooden stick or something, and I think
is that that's similar to what they did to the riots as well.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, violent disorder was used in about 24% of the cases in the riots. It was one of the charges, combined charges, was violent disorder with burglary, for the riots. And so, you know, violent disorder is the second most serious public order charge after riot. And riot has all of these complicated implications for public authorities, because if they charge with riot, then they actually have an obligation to pay insurance for shops and things that get smashed up, and they don't want to do it. You know, like if you declare a riot, you have to read the Riot Act and all that. And it's actually a very different thing. So riot has a maximum 10-year sentence, but they're using violent disorder kind of almost constantly.
Yeah.
And lots of sort of criminal defence lawyers have pointed out how kind of inappropriate this is. And obviously if the judges, there's a kind of friction there between the judges and the CPS. Because obviously when you go to Crown Court, that's really only an unbelievably tiny minority of cases, criminal cases. It's really the most serious things, murder, rape and so on. And so judges are up, you know, dealing with these sort of hundreds
and
of thousands
in
of pounds.
And little students who...
Yeah, and they've done, I think they're embarrassed, you know, to have to judge on these things, and they're taking it out on their, you know, CPS barristers. So I think we're almost at an end of the student cases, but I think there's a lot to learn from what's happened with them, and particularly in relation to riot cases, and then much more broader questions about, you know, what the criminal justice system is, what prison is and what the police are for, and how we can be critical of all of those things at once, and how we understand what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. I think we need to leave it there because it's nearly the end of the show. So, well, thanks a lot, Nina Power, for coming on Abject Block.
Thanks, Nina. Cheers.
That's all right, John and Tim.
Ta-ta, and thanks for bringing your tunes as well.
I'm glad you like them so much.
Let's get in the police truck, have a bath in the police truck, and we can go and pick up Caliban, and he told me he's got a big wicker cannibal with P.C. Harwood inside. Or we could lie in the bath and watch him burn.
Y'all, you're listening to Resonance